Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm Linda, your host, coming at you from Oceanside. It is about 73 degrees and gorgeous today. It's a little bit chilly, but there you have it. Nobody's in the chat room. I am hoping others will tune in. And the only reason I kind of muted one person's microphone is there's a bunch of munchkins in the background, but we'll bring them up here. And hopefully they can still hear. You still hearing?
I can.
Okay, great. Awesome. Anyway, folks, it's been crazy. Of course, you've heard all the news. Ferguson's ready to be a tinderbox. It goes on and on and on. I've got tons of stuff from my local paper. I want to start with some scripture so we can calm ourselves down and hear from the Lord, because he's the only one's making sense anymore. And of course, the POTUS is going to do his little gig tomorrow. I think he's talking in Nevada. I don't know whether it's today or tomorrow or both. Doesn't matter. Because, you know, Harry Reid, Dirty Harry, that's his home state. So here we go. And then we that's the amnesty thing. And then there was something on one of the posts that I got today where, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he was a Republican senator, I believe. And he was saying there's another way to stop him through the power of the purse that would be a way to go. And we're going to talk about what I heard on Mark Levin last night. So let's get started, and welcome to the show. I just wish my chat room wasn't empty, but we'll see what's going on. It could be people can't get in. Sometimes that happens to folks trying to get into that chat room through Blog Talk, whether it's their computer or it's a glitch, I don't know. But as long as, you know, you can hear me, I'm hoping others can. I sent out plenty of stuff on Facebook, so hopefully people can get in. And it gets weirder, you know, if you try to go to podcasts. I don't know what they're doing, but we'll work it out. This particular lesson is from Zephaniah, chapter 1, 7 through 18. And some of our stuff that we get at our church, there are scriptures that have either been taken out way back in history or things that aren't always in the King James Version. But anyway, here they are. It says, "Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, quote, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blasts, and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind so that they shall walk like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them on the day of the wrath of the Lord. In the fire of his jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. For a full and sudden end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth." And he's talking about part of the second coming or the revelation, because there's supposed to be the tribulation and then we think the rapture, and those who have not done these things will be spared that portion. So praise God on that. Again, I'm hoping people can get in and hear the show, but it's still early. We still have 54 or 55 minutes left, so as we just started. Anyway, so I'm going to go try to get through some of this stuff. We had local junk here. I've got editorials from my neck of the woods. And this one writer says, because all these stories that I go through kind of dovetail from the last week, and we're talking about securing San Diego's water future. Well, I did hear on the news that this particular article that I'm going to get into in a second, I think it was the city council has decided that they're going to do this water reclamation, toilet to tap nonsense. Of course, I look at these people and shake my heads. It's like, I don't know anyone that uses tap water in California unless they're suicidal. I mean, I can't
really?
Even stand the smell of it. Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's the absolute... even when I was a little kid, I remember being 7 years old in Covina. The amount of chlorine in this, it would make you gag, especially as a child. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just disgusting. We live in a desert, huh? We have no natural resources here. and we're in a drought. So.
Right.
So they have to get the water from somewhere, and they have to put it in tanks, and they send it through with trucks, you know, wherever, or they get it somehow down here, and then they have to clean it up, and they have to put chlorine in it so that it kills the damn germs. Oh, it's lovely. It's been going on for, well, I'm 66, so that'll tell you something.
Right.
Honey, bottled water is a big industry in this area. Anything decent that's been reverse osmosis so you can actually handle it. But I'm going to do this one in a second, because last night on KUSI they talked about this, and they are going to do this, and God knows when it's going to happen. But I think I think by 2017, 2019 is when they're talking about all this stuff. It's going to cost a lot of money. But anyway, so when we get into this article, you'll get a kick out of it. But this other one was quick, and it says they was answering to another previous article, which I about repealing Obamacare. So. This guy was from San Diego, and he says, writer is selfish to want Obamacare preserved. Regarding GOP, should not try to repeal Obamacare, which was done on November 9th in this paper. We shouldn't repeal Obamacare because your selfishness is satisfied. Your wants are met at someone else's expense, so now everything is good. What about the needs of those who are losing their health care insurance to provide yours under fear of imprisonment? For not paying taxes. Really? Is that what we've become in America? And I said, well, looks like we have. I mean, it's been a long time coming. Scott Riker wrote that. But anyway, and this particular one, and we're going to, I'll go through these as best we can, because there's a bunch to get to today. Because I want to talk about the thing I heard on Mark Levin about the EPA and that idiotic Gina McCarthy, who I cannot stand. Who's an absolute out-and-out communist, believe me. And that's exactly what Levin said, too. He says they're not environmentalists. They're Marxists. I'm laughing. Okay, so here's the San Diego's water future, and it says, as this page has argued many times, there is nothing more important to our future economy and quality of life in San Diego County than a plentiful and reliable supply of clean water. There is no single way to achieve that in this semi-arid region that has very little water of its own, and that is in the grip of a prolonged and potentially catastrophic statewide drought. But they're not mentioning about the dumping of the water into the bay, no, or to the Pacific Ocean. Conservation, desalinization, dams and reservoirs, and the development of new sources of water must all be part of the mix. One of the most important of those component parts comes before the San Diego City Council on Tuesday, which it did yesterday, when the council will be asked to ratify an agreement reached between the new mayor, Kevin Faulkner, who's a semi-sort of nominal Republican, and four key environmental groups. Under that agreement, the council will commit to move forward with this is expensive, with its $2.5 billion pure water program to turn wastewater into drinking water. And I'm not kidding.
Nice.
That's what they're going to do.
Nice.
In return, the environmental groups, that's the San Diego Coast Keeper, Surf Rider Foundation, Coastal Environmental Rights Foundation, listen to this, and the local Audubon Society, agreed to provide crucial support for the city's application to renew for a fourth time its waiver from federal and EPA standards in order to continue operations at the Point Loma Wastewater Treatment Plant. Without the waiver, the city would be forced to upgrade sewage treatment systems at the plant at a cost that was projected at $1.5 billion 5 years ago, and that has no doubt increased substantially. The wastewater purification process at the core of the pure water program is sound science. The city developed a demonstration plan at the North City Water Reclamation Plant in 2011 that for a year produced 1 million gallons a day of purified water. The pilot project passed more than 9,000 tests, producing water similar in quality to distilled water, which there's nothing in distilled water, so there's not even any vitamins, which I would much rather have the regular, what they call clear fresh, or crystal fresh from sparklets, because they get it down to where you still have, like, I think 10%, whatever it is, or 10 points of parts per million of vitamins and minerals that your body needs. So, I don't know, these people are crazy. And for 99 cents a gallon, which is a hell of a lot cheaper than gas, I'll go buy sparklets. Anyway, the full pure water program proposes to divert wastewater from the Point Loma plant to a new water purification plant on Harbor Drive, along with advanced purification systems at the North City and South Bay Reclamation plants. The three systems would produce 83 million gallons per day. Now, this is going up to your 2035, so that's a long time. That would represent fully one-third of San Diego's future drinking water needs. It will not be cheap, but if the permit for the Point Loma plant is denied, the city will be forced to spend $2 billion, and it will get nothing for it. It's because we have this problem with Sacramento, and we also have the problem with the federal government and the EPA pumping water for the Delta fish. You know, that's where this crap comes from. It makes far more sense to spend that money on a scientifically sound technology that would go a long way toward meeting the city's water needs. We expect the council to move forward with this project, and we urge the EPA to give speedy approval to what would be a national model. Well, here's my idea. I just want to bring in Bill, because he's in. I guess people are having trouble. Are you having trouble getting into the chat room or no?
I haven't tried to get into the chat room.
Okay, so because there's nobody in here. Rod can't get in, so I don't know. But anyway, I have a better idea. Why don't you spend $2 billion and bribe Gina McCarthy to stop pumping the fresh water into the Pacific Ocean? That would go a long way. that's my solution. I don't know. Just me. Okay, let me find these other ones. There was another. Here it is. There was a couple more editorials.
They can fill the reservoirs back up that they drained.
Well, yeah, they're trying to close down the Klamath Fall Dam with this Prop 1 that they've already passed. The stupid voters voted for it. So we're toast. We're absolutely toast. Okay, so here's the I think I talked about this the other day, but if I didn't, the San Diego County Sheriff Department have decided that we have a concealed carry law now. Anyway, it says, nothing to fear from concealed carry law. Regarding dangerous path taken on concealed carry, again, we see the same mantra from the liberal left, anti-gun lobby, that concealed weapons will result in dead and crippled San Diegans and devastated families. Yes, I agree, but they will be the violent offenders who will face this. Look at Arizona and many other areas that permitted concealed carry weapons, and crime dropped, and all the ballyhoo carnage the left predicted never occurred. Now, why is that, I wonder? So that was someone with some common sense in my neck of the woods, which is rare.
Rare.
And then we have one from, let's see if this one, the benefits of Keystone Pipeline are obvious. These are all editorials to the paper. I took a straw poll in District 53. of 23 people that voted in the election and all wanted a yes vote on Keystone Pipeline. Susan Davis, we have been trying to get rid of that evil, stupid, don't even talk about it, for years. Anyway, it says, I guess Susan Davis knows what's best for us stupid voters, like the Affordable Care Act that she didn't read. That's working with each other. Anyway, so that was just a comment from another reader. And this one says, there's some things I agree with this writer on and some things I don't, but it says, climate deal sets up the U.S. for failure. This is the one with China. How can the U.S. compete with China and abide by the agreement reached to slow climate change? What the U.S.-China climate deal means to the world when we're bogged down with regulations. Let's harness the optimism that Senator Mitch McConnell is looking for, promote the transparency that Representative Daryl Issa worked so hard for, and celebrate the power of the marketplace that the former President Ronald Reagan championed. China soars ahead of us in alternative energy production, and it will keep flying because all it has to do is make a demand, and its citizens must follow. Well, yeah, in communism, yeah, dictatorships, sure. Then this person goes on, a free market answer is what we need. A fee on carbon-based fuels with revenue returned to the citizens will unleash the intelligence, know-how, and ingenuity of Americans to build low-carbon economy. I totally disagree with that on that basis at all. That whole paragraph is bogus. Let Americans choose their own energy rather than government telling them what to do. Let's grow the economy the old-fashioned American way. Now, that I agree with.
I'd like once for someone to tell me how they're going to do away with carbon when everything on the planet and everything in the universe is carbon-based.
I don't know.
Come out and explain that to us.
Because they're lying to these people, and these people believe it, Bill. They don't. They're stupid.
Oh,
they're absolutely.
Now you're talking about the stupid people that you said the stupid people that could flim-flam them into accepting the health care. And if you notice, all the people that voted for it were Democrats. So apparently it's the Democrats that are stupid.
Right.
Okay, so I've got him muted, but Beasley's listening, so I kicked him out of the chat room. I don't know what his problem is. I guess he's very bored. Okay, so let's go to the next one. This was the one I think a couple of weeks ago I was going to try to get to, and I couldn't find it, but it finally came out. It said, the voters are disgusted. The election failed to change who's really in power. Well, that's not hard to figure out. I'm going to get to that in a second, as soon as it comes up, if it will load. My computer is really a mess today, too. I don't know why. So what's in your neck of the woods, Bill?
Weather is not too bad, considering it's November. I mean, we're used to this type of weather in November.
How much snow do you have?
I got no more than I had yesterday, maybe an inch and a half at the most.
We're getting it now.
Okay, so let me get into the stories from Bradley Dean Steele. Here's one. It says, useful idiot reporter, Bradley Dean isn't playing around. So we'll get to that one. Let's see. I don't know what's going on with my computer either, man. It's like really slow. Okay. It's coming up in a second here.
Well, now it's playing.
It says, the Red Mountain Tea Party, the largest tea party in the United States, welcomed Pamela Geller at the end of October in spite of death threats and Islamic propaganda by Hamas. Kara Geller, let's see if I can find, is that the right one? Yes, okay. Told the truth to the crowd about Islam and later would blast a Phoenix News Times for her yellow journalism. Well, it seems that the Phoenix New Times couldn't get enough, and in their reporting advertised that Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean would be in town this week. Despite weather-related issues, Dean did attend on Tuesday evening, calling out a News Times reporter who later reported Dean isn't flying around. So why was it necessary for Bradley Dean to call out a reporter, and just what did he say? Dean told Sons of Liberty Media. I told her that if she took my words out of context or distorted what I said, I'd sue her. I'm not playing around with these people. I did it with Rachel Maddow, and I'll deal with people who slander me. Courtney Weiniger, Ashley Kusick turned bright red and was embarrassed. Kusick was the same reporter that put up the hit piece on Geller. Even in her piece on Dean, that she made an attempt to make him look like the incarnation of Satan as she could, so that he heads an organization found on the Southern Poverty Law Center list of 100 paragraphs.
Wow, you're so
static. Such a reference without even Dean's name appearing in the first paragraph, which was also the only sentence in the paragraph, tells you that it is poisoning the well. Ms. Kusick is also apparently fine with allowing Southern Poverty Law Center's claim about Bradley Dean stand without question. She made a point to reference the SPLC's claim that Bradley Dean is a rabidly anti-gay and said, though his speech indeed centered on his view that Judeo-Christian values must remain at the center of American democracy or our republic, there were tangents. First, Bradley Dean does not reference America as a democracy. He constantly references America as a constitutional republic, just as the Constitution does. For Ms. Kusick, here's the appropriate language from Article 4, Section 4, Clause 1. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. I was actually reading that today while I was waiting for my dental appointment. It seems Ms. Kusick is covering for the very people who support the homosexual manifesto, but apparently doesn't consider the language of that writing to be hateful. Not once does she reference the hateful statement of SPLC director of Telegraph. Sometimes she does describe us as money. To say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, simply destroy them. Botox organization's hate list provide a map for Floyd Lee Corkins to go and attempt the murder of a guard at the Family Research Center with the desire to kill as many people as possible and smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces. What? No comment, Ms. Kusick? Kusick also made it a point to nitpick little things like Dean's reference to Obama as Hussein. Why, that's a big deal. Only one can guess. After all, it is his name. Is she offended that his Muslim name is being used? She did rightly point out that Bradley Dean exposed the workings of Obama and is being right in line with dictators like Hitler, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, and Stalin. Of course, there can be no doubt. Kusick went on to say that Dean called SPLC founder Morris Dees a loser to the max. Well, he is, but you get the idea. Ms. Kusick's problem is the positive message of America's history and where she derives her morality from and how that should be communicated to the next generation of young people in the United States. For her, it's all about trying to pull out what she perceives as hateful against those that she has nothing bad to say about. Finally, she mentions where Dean called her out in front of the audience and threatened to sue her if she misstated him or took his words out of context. Work for an organization like that, Dean isn't playing around, she wrote, and he is. Bradley Dean filed a $50 million lawsuit for defamation against SNBC host Ray Maddow, and she manipulated his words as though he was calling for the murder of sodomites. Kusick wrote that Dean dropped the suit when it became clear he would possibly be responsible for Maddow's legal fee. That wasn't the reason, but just like the event before, Kusick didn't even attempt to actually interview Keller or Dean. She simply assumed. However, she does allege that she attempted to reach out to Randy Hatch, the chairman of the Red Mountain Tea Party, but he had not given her a comment. Noticeably missing from Kusick's report was anything of the history of America or how central Christianity and the Bible was in its initial founding or throughout our history, which is the warp and woof of Dean's message. Nowhere does Kusick speak of how the founders dealt with sodomites. Nowhere does she show any concern for the children in America's public schools who are lied to day in and day out. And that's where she misses the real message. I've been to several of Bradley Dean's events, and they are the same message over and over, reminding people young and old of our history and of what God has said in his word and calling people back to that foundation. This is the same message he takes into the public indoctrination center of America. Not the public school. It's just to have freedom. Yet misses the entire point of the evening. Not only is she contributing to the downfall of the nation by not reporting on the America, and the message Charlie Dean is expressing, she is actively seeking to tear down those who are fighting against America. When it comes to fighting against America's enemies, Bradley Dean isn't playing around. So I really love that. I thought I'd share that with you guys. So I just wanted to let you see that. What did you think of the, I don't know if you guys have ever heard him speak.
No, I haven't. I have not.
I didn't know if Bill can still hear me. Because everybody's...
You know, that's the thing about our country. Everybody has the right freedom of speech. We may not always agree with the views of people, but they still have a right to say it. What you don't have a right to do is to silence people.
Correct.
And we're seeing that constantly anymore. I'm surprised that, you know, when I see conservatives try to go to a college campus, they're usually rejected. People show up in protest and this and that, but they're willing to accept the liberal ideology and support it.
Right. Well, here's the problem. You know, like today, I mean, we've talked about before on other shows and last week that they are attacking the First Amendment in every way, shape, and form. It's quite apparent. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Today, I think I was reading, and it was on the radio as well, down in UC San Diego, there was huge protests because of the rate increases. Now, Janet Napolitano, you all remember her, good old Homeland Security. Okay. Well, she's one of these boards of regents down there. That's where she's working now, in Libtard Left California. And so they were protesting. Now, I agree with the kids protesting, but they're missing the point because their signs were saying, we have a right to an education. And I'm going, no, you don't. That is a commodity. That's something you pay for. Nobody is addressing, or rarely do they address, the unfunded liabilities and the jacked up prices of these union people who are professors and administrators and everybody involved of their pensions and their pension liabilities. Nobody's talking about that, are they? Oh, no. It's ridiculous. And they're going to bankrupt the state. The what?
We give free education to illegals.
Yeah.
Well, the article went on to say, Bill, that almost half of the students at that student body are in the programs where they don't pay for tuition, in state or out of state, or because of their financial status. These people qualify for all kinds of stuff. I mean, taxpayers pay for it, grants, I guess, Pell Grant. I don't know who's paying for it. All I know is they're paid for. So the other half are the ones complaining. But as Terry Rowland has said 1,000 times, if she said it once, education is not a right. It is a good or a commodity. You pay for it like food. You don't force people at gunpoint to pay for your house or your food. But, of course, in good old Ameritopia, we do. Hat tip
right.
to Mark Levin. So, anyway, that was another story. Go ahead.
You're looking at tuition increases every year for the next 5 years if they get their way there.
Yes. Well, they'll probably do it.
Like with everything else, follow the money. See what they're paying these professors. See what they're paying their board of regents or whatever. See what they're paying these people, how big of increases they're getting.
Oh, it's horrible. And the other part is every time somebody retires, you got to pay them whatever they were making, probably plus, you know, on the way out the door. And it's just, it goes on forever. I mean, the whole system, that's why they're having trouble with funding the prisons because of the pensions. Why are these people, anybody who's an employee of a state?
Prisons where they seem to be getting their professors from.
Well, that and Muslim converts, that's for one, and whatever else. No, it's because of the unions. The unions are destroying this country, and they have for a long time, absolutely destroying it, especially in California, wherever it's allowed to go on. I'm really glad. I heard Scott Walker today. I think I'd vote for that man. I swear. I do.
I like
he sounds...
Well, you look what he says. He looked at what he's done
for his state.
And,
I don't know if you're breaking up or.
Look how many times they've tried to take him out, and they've tried to discredit him and everything else, and he just keeps winning.
Oh, absolutely, because he's helping the people, and they get it. They finally have woken up, Bill. The other one was where I was going in the beginning of the show with this Gina McCarthy of the EPA, and she was speaking at some god-awful convention or something, and I didn't get to record it or anything, but Mark was playing the sound bites, the clips, and she's going on with her. I've heard her on teleconference calls because I actually got into one. I didn't stay on long. I couldn't stand the diatribe and the lies. I didn't stay on long enough to speak, and it's a good thing because I probably would have exploded and screamed and called her name. So good thing I just hung up. But she was lying through her teeth. The same old stuff. The American people want us to do something. They want to save the children. They want to save the water. And she goes on and on and on about the asthma. Well, there was a thing on Facebook today that I made a post. I made a comment on.
I love
and
you.
They were talking about the. They were showing this kid with an inhaler, right? Okay, and then in the background there's these. This, they were talking about California, and they had like three smokestacks with smoke billowing out of them. And one commenter said, "There are no smokestacks belching smoke in California anyplace. This is a lie." And I said, "Yes, if the communist Gina McCarthy wants to worry about children's lungs and asthma, maybe she should go after the airplanes flying at 15,000 feet all over this country, spewing out chemicals over our cities and farms, such as barium, aluminum, and chloride.
Maybe they should be going after genetically modified foods." You know,
I'm talking about the air quality, Bill. And if she's worried about the air quality, she should be going after the airplanes. And I also posted on my post that I'll bet these airplanes aren't flying over places like North Korea because they'd be shot down, and rightfully so. I mean, I it's just, you know, people are so dense. I have pictures. I can go out any day of the week and see these guys with they're flying over my city. Crisscross in the sky. And have I seen any rain in the last year and a half? No. They're lying to you. This is Agenda 21. This is Georgia Guidestones. This is it. This is eugenics. In fact, I posted that because somebody asked me, who's doing it and why are they doing it? And I said, well, I'm not sure who's doing it, but it's going on. And I said, it's eugenics. It's Georgia Guidestones. It's Agenda 21. Look it up. So.
Yep.
You know, and I haven't heard a word after that. I didn't get any other reposts. So, you know, I'm hitting the nail on the head because I'm trying to educate people, and it only takes about four or five sentences to throw it out there, and then people might be able to do their homework. So, you know, that's just I don't know. And then there was another one. Border Patrol agents were alleging that they were being stripped of their rifles. So I want to go into that one if it'll come up. But this is. You know, we've got all of these problems with – here comes – hold on a second. I've got nobody in the chat room. Okay, I've got you guys. It says, previously reported the Obama administration has tied the hands of the Border Patrol when it comes to doing their job in repelling an invasion by illegal aliens and, in fact, endangering the lives of Border Patrol agents by teaching them to throw rocks, run and hide instead of using their weapons. Now Border Patrol agents allege they are being stripped of their rifles and in some cases forced to share rifles with other agents. My God. We learned that U.S. Customs and Border Protection offices of Border Patrol and training and development are inspecting the quality of agents' M4 carbines throughout Border Patrol sectors nationwide. But agents tell us some of those M4s have not been replaced. And we've learned agents are required to share rifles amongst each other. There's a lot of agents that are pretty upset over it, I can imagine. The president of the Border Patrol's Tucson sector union, we know it's a dangerous job. We know what we signed on for, but we want to have as much of the equipment as we need to perform the job. Well, I'll say, that's like going into a war zone. I mean, can you imagine? Well, they've got rules of engagement for those guys, too. God bless these guys for putting their lives on the line.
They probably don't have any ammunition anyway.
Yeah, we don't have a sovereignty anyway. It's a mess. There's no rule of law. Look what's running this place, that damn Barry.
Yeah. Don't act like it's ironic. very ironic that Obama will go out here and criticize Russia for invading the Ukraine, but yet here at the United States, he aids and abets in the invasion of the United States.
Oh, well, yeah, he's sociopathic. He couldn't tell the truth if it, you know, if his life depended on it. Anyway, so it goes, let's see. The M4 carbine is used by the U.S. military and Border Patrol agents. It's even used by the Border Patrol's tactical unit, BORTAC. Agent Brian Terry was carrying the M4 when he was shot and killed in December of 2010. The Del Suto tells us that because some of those M4s have not been replaced, agents are pooling their weapons, which makes it difficult to personalize the settings on a rifle, such as the sights. Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
The problem is they are now pool guns, so what happens is instead of having their individual ones they have sighted in, they're having to use a pool weapon that you don't know who used it before you. Well, that's a problem. So here it goes. Customs and Border Patrol, or Border Protection, last week, there was a statement. CBP's offices of Border Patrol and Training and Development are jointly inspecting the serviceability of M4 carbines through the Border Patrol sectors nationwide. Some of these were deemed unserviceable and removed from inventory to alleviate safety concerns. Inspections will continue to ensure the unserviceable M14s, M4 carbines are repaired or replaced for reintroduction into the field. No further information is available. Oh, it's ridiculous. However, there is no time frame given to repairs or replacement. It should be given that when you remove arms, there should be an immediate replacement in the meantime. So let's get this straight. Border Patrol agents are being told to run, hide, and throw things, but don't necessarily try and use their rifles against lawbreakers and criminals in the Mexican drug cartels who cross the U.S.-Mexican border. We also know that though Homeland Security has purchased millions of rounds of ammunition, they have also told Border Patrol that they have an ammunition shortage. Additionally, Border Patrol agents have informed the American people that politicians are aiding the cartels in America, and we've heard that from at least one high-ranking cartel operative has gone on the record to say that the Obama administration's Operation Fast and Furious was all about putting guns in the hands of criminal cartels in Mexico, which resulted in the deaths of at least two federal agents, hundreds of Mexican citizens, including a Mexican beauty queen, and an assassination attempt on a police chief. Meanwhile, an orchestrated invasion of illegal aliens coming across our southern border is being allowed, and instead of the federal government doing its job, they have had Border Patrol changing diapers and providing food and shelter to the invaders. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution reads, "The United States shall," okay, here it goes, "guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion." And we also, under the federal rules, have an obligation to have our militias and protect. If there's an invasion in one state, that state has the right to declare war on whoever's doing it, according to the Constitution. Well, what
do
you think?
We're all being invaded.
Yeah.
Every state is getting them.
Who is to authorize such protection? According to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, Congress is to provide for calling on the militia to repeal invasions. How is it that rifles are being taken from the Border Patrol agents and not being immediately replaced? How is it they don't have the tools to do their jobs, but we can send billions to the enemies of America? Could it be that we are allowing spending on unconstitutional and wasteful things? Yeah. Could it also be that this administration is engaging in asymmetrical warfare against the American people with such measures? I believe it to be both. These men have a job to do, and they are being kept from their duties by this administration. Publius Hulda has pointed out.
Now they want to give them a raise for block for
raise. That's to keep them shut up.
Job. So they're giving them a raise for nothing.
They're doing it to silence them. Okay, the next
exactly
part.
Right.
Publius Hulda has pointed out how we must fix the situation. When the federal government refuses to obey the Constitution, the states must enforce it. And we, the people, must throw the faithless ones out of office. This is how we restore our constitutional republic. Amen to that one. Okay,
We should be able to go in and confiscate all the assets, all the investments, and all those things
You know what we should do?
That are elected or involved in that cater to illegals.
They need to be. They need to be jailed. I know. I get it. So the other thing, when you talk about federal waste and all that stuff, what we should do, Bill, on this issue, is there should be like private entities, like a citizens group or something with, like a foundation where we can all donate. Instead of having the gun buyback, those gun buybacks should be given to those boys and refurbished on the way over there. You know what I'm saying? All the sheriff's departments to do the gun buybacks, take those weapons and give them to those Border Patrol agents. Just hand them over.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But they got, as long as they're clean and working right and good working order, that's what that should be done. Every month they should do it. Idiots. Anyway, so let me go back to, wanted to see this one if I can find it. Oh, gosh. Sharpton. That was another one. God, I can't find you. Oh, here it is. There was a talking on the go through the federal waste, because this thing, I think I sent it to you guys, but it's just like almost two pages. Just to give you a few of them, how much if we were to cut new Republican House has proposed new cutting. Corporation for Public Broadcasting Subsidy. Every year we throw away $445 million. Save America's Treasures Program, another $25 million. International Fund for Ireland, $17 million. Legal Services Corporation, $420 million. National Endowment for the Arts, $167 million. National Endowment for the Humanities, another $167 million. Hope 6 Project, $250 million a year. Amtrak subsidies, listen to this one, $1.5 billion.
How much of that money given to all these organizations ends up going back to the Democrats' campaign?
Exactly.
That's true.
It's nothing more than money laundering.
I know. Well, it's money. It's redistribution. Yeah. It's just it's theft. And then they have duplicating education programs, several of them. Eliminate 68 duplicitous ones at a savings of $1.3 billion annually. The U.S. Trade Development Agency, $55 million. Woodrow Wilson Center subsidy. Oh, God, I think I'll throw up. $20 million. They should cut in half the funding for congressional printing and mining. That would be a $47 million annual savings. John C. Stennis Center subsidy, $430,000. Community Development Fund, $4.5 billion. Oh, my God. This is annually, guys. Heritage Area Grants and Statutory Aid, $24 million. Federal Travel Budget, $7.5 billion annually. Federal Vehicle Budget, cut it by 20%, $600 million in annual savings. Essential Air Service, cutting that, $150 million annual savings. Tech Innovation Program, $70 million. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on and on. It's so long. You know what I'm saying? How does that work? And I've seen these before. These are just the most recent ones that I know of. And I read that book, National Suicide. It's like 200 or 300 pages of it. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
The American people got to come and understand that earmark and pork barrel spending are nothing more than political bribes using taxpayer money.
Right.
True. It's the lobbyists and the special interests. And we've talked about it before, but you remember Ron Paul, they didn't knock on his door because they knew it was a waste of time. He would not be bribed. He was untouchable. He was the only one I knew that truly for 30 years. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. I just wish that our evil establishment had put the kibosh on him, but I think they saved his life because he would have shaken it up. He would have shaken it up, and then they probably would have, hurt him badly.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm just hoping that people can get into some sort of default player or something. I'm not sure, and
I'm not finding it, and I'm having a heck of a time. Well, right now I have no computer at all. I have no internet.
Right.
But before that, I was having a super hard time getting sound. It took me, I had to refresh probably 15, 20 times some of the, most of the shows.
I know.
That's
crazy. I'm thinking that it's Blog Talk because everybody goes through this lately, so I don't know what's going on. But I just wanted to I sent my email to everybody.
Does this happen to the liberal sites, the liberal web shows?
I don't know because I don't go on them. I bet you it doesn't. Yeah, well, see, that could be, but I just think that, no, because we're paying for it. I just think that Blog Tech has been a pain from the beginning. They've got glitches, and it's just, it's not the best site. It's not as bad as some others, but I'd love to look around. I don't know if there's any other. I imagine if you Google it, say, you know.
There are other places that you can go, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, you could probably Google radio shows for the, you know, public radio shows or internet radio show hosts, companies that will do like Blog Talk, but look up stuff like that and find out what they charge and things like that and see.
I have a computer.
I can't even
Google on my smartphone.
What you got to do, though, what I mean is if you like the idea, do it for 1 month, but don't drop Blog Talk so in case we had to go back.
Right.
You know, like within 4 days before the time when ours is going to run, the month will run out, then you could know.
Right.
Something like, you know, just to be safe. But, yeah, I just, it's really sad that I don't have anybody in my chat room. I guess I'm having a problem with that. And I put out everything on Facebook, Twitter. I sent the email to everybody, so I'm not sure what's going on. But
people are having trouble getting into Blog Talk.
Yeah, they can't get in. I mean,
I've had several people tell me they cannot get in.
That's the reason Terry did quit. That's the biggest reason Terry didn't want to do her shows anymore. She could not get into the studio and get them set up.
Well, we got FT. Welcome, FT.
Yay.
Welcome,
FT.
I know if you could, I got Yola and Bill on the line, but if you can type in, did you have trouble getting in, or was there a refresh problem? Please let us know because we don't know what's happening.
Sound?
Can you hear us? That's another. Yeah, please type in. FT, type in something so we know what's going on. That would be wonderful because nobody knows if you know. Bill he just calls in. It's easier because he has trouble getting in. Yola doesn't have computer service right now, so we just wanted to find out how this is broadcasting and how much trouble you had getting into the chat room and stuff. So, anywho, I got about 12 minutes left. Do you guys have any more stuff to say? And I was just, you know, I know everybody's
Tomorrow Obama's coming out with his immigration.
Yes, he is.
Congress. I want to know why Congress, when he does something that is impeachable, would refuse to even pursue the possibility of impeaching him. Why Congress cannot charge him.
What's being held over them?
It's not. I don't think it's being held over. I think that these people are so dumb that they really think they don't care about anything else except getting reelected, Yola. They think it'll ruin their chances in 2016. That's what they think.
It's not just that, Linda.
It can't be just that, Linda, because they're going to get money for the rest of their lives anyway.
But they won't have power.
A lot of it is our elected are invested in businesses or housing or stuff to illegal. They make a profit off of them even though it's illegal.
That's why they
never enforce the laws. They keep screaming, the system's broken. The system's not broken. What's broken is the will of Congress to enforce the laws.
Precisely.
It doesn't matter what laws they pass. If they refuse to enforce, the laws are no good.
That's what our administration system is.
It doesn't need reform. It needs enforcement. something our elected are unwilling to do. Why? Because they profit off of the illegal activities.
Right. The whole thing, everything needs to be emptied out, sterilized, and started fresh.
Yep.
Exactly.
Agree. And that's why every time go ahead.
We take in more legal immigrants than the rest of the world combined every year.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yes.
Well,
yes, it's not enough because the Democrats see this as, hey, this is our way to get back power and never lose it because they'll vote Democrat. But eventually, Hispanics aren't that stupid either. Eventually, they're going to know that they're being used, and in the end, they're going to be sucked dry, just like the citizens are being now. That's what's coming at them. If they're smart, they're going to realize that. If they're smart, they're knowing that what Obama's doing right now is he's just trying to pander to them because he's losing power. People are turning against him left and right and in droves. They don't like his policies. They don't like where he's leading, the direction he's leading this country. And the Democrats and the media can come on television or go in the papers and lie about it all they want to. That is the facts.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing that when we talk about the rule of law or the lack of it, and I listen to these coneheads on Fox, and they're all talking about, and these are the pundits, not the politicians, and sometimes it's the politicians too, but equally it makes me angry. And they talk about instead of just repealing Obamacare, they need to replace it. And I go, oh no, you don't. This should never be in the hands of the federal government. Never.
No,
it should be states. Ever. They're missing the whole point, yo and Bill. They are missing the whole point.
Yeah.
This never should have been. This is socialized socialism, and I hate it.
We've brought this up many times. All the Republicans and the Democrats are doing is jockeying to see who's going to be in position when they take total control.
They're not going to, Bill. They're not taking my guns. It will be one hell of a battle, unless they turn every individual in their little house where they're at into a kill box. They're not doing it. And if they want to declare war literally on everybody here and play their 90% reduction of the population, then let them go. I don't care. Good. I'm going to heaven, and I know where they're going.
If a person was actually to look into the true facts and statistics behind all these programs they're doing, we're being groovered on everything.
True.
And illegals are being used, but in the end, they're going to get caught in the depopulation thing.
Sure.
Blacks Blacks are being used, and no one's telling them, well, you're going to be a smaller percentage of the population. You're going to have less political power because Hispanics are going to take over all that.
Well,
they already outnumber you. They already outnumber you, and this amnesty just pushes you further down the line. You'll be competing with them for jobs. You'll be competing with them if you can get an education. And eventually, they will control the country because they will be the top population.
Well, it'll take a while to get to that unless they bring, more hordes in, which I think what's going to happen, Bill, especially if things get crazy, and I'm not talking about Ferguson, I'm talking about a natural disaster or a complete economic meltdown, which could happen in the next 2 years easily. And if they think they're going to control us with their tanks in the street like Stalin did, they're going to find out what the hell we're made out of once and for all. And I've said it before, and I don't care who hears me say it. I'm done. I don't care who hears me say it.
It's
BS.
They should shut their mouths about Russia and the Ukraine as long as they're sitting on their rears and allowing an invasion of the United States and not doing nothing but aiding and abetting that invasion.
Right. When you look at the foreign entities, look, Russia is also a sovereign nation, and Jefferson and Washington were very adamant about this. They don't like foreign entanglements, except for let's trade with these people, let's have amicable, things going on. But when it starts getting to enmity or wars, stay out of it as long as you can. Stay out of it. It's none of our business. And all this crap coming out of, you know, Bathhouse Barry's mouth, I don't care because I can't stand to hear it. I can't stand to look at it. I can't stand to see it. I can't stand to read the words on a page. I'm so fed up with that piece of garbage. I can't.
Where's one person in media to stand up to him and say, when he's talking all this about Ukraine and Russia, to say to him, then why are you aiding and abetting an invasion of the United States?
Because they're chicken. They
make him have to ask him a tough question. The media has been so lenient with this guy.
Well,
now you've got MSM out there, the mainstream media out there trying to cover up for the Gruber deal. Like, it's no big deal. It's just Republicans trying to stir up crap. There's nothing to this, nothing to this. And I have to sit back and laugh because the Democrats aren't smart enough to know. They said they had to fool the American people. And the only ones they fooled was the ones that voted for them.
Well, that's true. Yeah, in fact, there was not one House.
In my eyes, the Tea Party has been vindicated. We were more aware. We stood out there and we were telling them that the health care bill was a flim-flam. And
yep.
We were being put down by the media. We were being put down by the establishments in D.C.
Oh, sure.
And,
well,
if any of them has any kind of dignity at all, stand up now and say, hey, what do you know? The Tea Party's right.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
See, the other part, too, is, Bill, they're not only cowards. The other, you know, the other half of the ones who won't stand up to this moron is because they agree with him. They're on the same page as he is. And they're also very, as Lenin, that's what.
Three-fourths of them aren't smart enough to know what it means for themselves.
Well, exactly.
All the elected that go along with this elitist Agenda 21 and stuff are not smart enough to know that once that's set up, you no longer serve a purpose because there'll no longer be elections. You will
right.
be done away with. You don't serve a purpose. You'll be done away with.
That's why it was so important to remember the quote of Vladimir Lenin, and he said, there's nothing more useful than a bunch of useful idiots, and he was talking about the media.
Yeah.
So this is where it goes back to. I mean, and that's why when I hat tip to Mark Levin talking about this EPA Schmendrick, Gina McCarthy, and her spouting the lies, saying the American people understand this and they want us to do something. Yeah, right. She's so full of it. And then when he said these people are not environmentalists, he says they're Marxist. He was absolutely 100% correct. So, I mean, he even wrote about it in his book Liberty and Tyranny way back in 2008. So, and there's several.
You see the fakeness of the green movement when they hold a big rally and they leave and trash is scattered everywhere.
Well, that's because
shows right there that they don't support what they preach.
No, yeah. Well, a lot of those people are bust in, Bill. This is the same as, you know, all the unions, all the lefties, all the acorn people, all the commies, all, you know, all the morons and the Occupy Wall Streets and the idiotic, stupid, uneducated, indoctrinated college kids. They're all bust in. And they're the low lives, and
they're paid to be there.
Yes, and they're paid to be there, and they wouldn't know how to keep a park or a place that they're gathering clean like we did at 828 if their lives depended upon it. I got 90 seconds, guys. Quickly, Yola, say goodnight to everybody.
Did FD say anything?
Huh?
Did FD say anything in the chat room?
No, he didn't. I guess he can hear because he probably would have said he couldn't hear if otherwise. But I've only got a few minutes or a few seconds left. Bill, good night. Yo, good night. Any parting thoughts?
Everybody should contact SecureOurBorders.com and sign the petition.
Okay.
What is it?
SecureTheBorder.com.
Got it. Love it. Thank you,
okay.
Guys. God bless.
God bless.
God bless everybody. Love y'all.
Love you guys.
Night, FD.
Not yo.
Night, Bill.
Night.
Get anywhere. The transcontinental.
Have a great one. Good night. Love you, Yo and FT. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you all. Bye.
Okay.